Simon Shin Gimel, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says that woman cannot go outside in Shisraim on Shabbos with a kibbol shel tzemer. The Pirish in the Shulchan Aruch explains that some sort of a keli that was made from luvah, the column, like from almost like the parts of a luluv woven together, and it's rochav, it's wide, two etzbois, kashir tzitz, like the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead. Nor could a woman go out with the itztamal, which is like one cloth that hangs chutin shel tzavonim, colored threads hanging from it. This was used primarily for a kala, to chase away the flies in her face. This itztamal, if it's hanging on her, it will chase away the flies. A regular person, if there's flies on them, there's bugs, they shake them away. They chase them away. A kala, doesn't pass for her, it would be embarrassing for her to start chasing flies away there on her face. In the old days, there are much more bugs around. Machailas, zvuvim, all types of bugs. So they had to chase away the flies and the bugs that got on them. For a kala, it wasn't the fikfoida for to have to do that. So they had this thing that they wore in order to try to chase away the bugs, chase away the flies. But it's not really a beged, it's not really a malbush, nor is it a taksha, it's not for beauty either, it's to chase away the flies. And therefore, it's a problem of carrying a rishraim for a kala or any woman to wear this outside on Shabbos. Sifdal Mochaber says the woman cannot go outside wearing an ear shel zav. It's some sort of piece of jewelry. Rashi says that was round, it had a picture of a city on it, it was attached to their clothing. Beitam says that was used as a crown on their head. And Mishnah Berurah explains that even though the only person who would wear this ear shel zav is Isha Chashuva, and we'll see soon that things that Isha Chashuva, Chashuva lady wears, there's less of a chashash she's going to come to carry Sarabim. She's more careful what she does. Still, this thing is so chasha for her that she might want to show it for her friends, and therefore she might take it off and carry the Adam Shram if she wants to take it off to show it to somebody. Now this tachshit, it's obviously not attached to her malbushim, their clothing, in the way that's really part of her malbush, because then it'll be fine, it's part of her clothing. It's stuck onto the clothing, but it's not full-fledged part of the clothing, and therefore it's possible someone will take it off and carry the Adam Shram. In Sifhei, the Mechaber talks about Klila. That also sort of attacks the attack of war across the forehead. Sometimes it's made out of golden pieces that are thread together in a thread and chut. Sometimes it's just one solid piece. But whatever it was a type of tachshit, type of jewelry that only Ish Chashuva would wear. And Ish Chashuva would not take it off Shrab to show anybody. And there was no chashash, she didn't come to carry Dalam Shrab. Regular jewelry that a regular lady wears, so regularly I might take it off to show somebody and come to carry Dalam Shrabim. So then even Ish Chashuva, who would not take it off, she can't wear it outside either because it's a big light plug. This Klila, something that only Isha Chashuva, Chashuva lady would wear, and she's not going to take off to show anybody. So therefore, Chazal will not gezer, she'll be also to wear this outside Shrab. As opposed to the previous Sif, Ir Shazav, such a Chashuva piece of jewelry, that even Isha Chashuva will take off to show it to somebody. I guess not another Chashuva woman she meets, something like that, and she might come to carry the Adam Shrab. So Ir Shazav is Aser, and the regular jewelry is Aser, even for Isha Chashuva. The Klila is in between, that it's only worn by Isha Chashuva, and she will not take it off for Shrab, so that could be worn outside Shrab on Shabbos. Sevav discussed with Sukkaya, it's also some sort of me'il, rechava, a wide type of a beged that had small straps hang from it to tie it together. And if it's tied properly, tightly, then it's mutter. If it doesn't have straps tying it, so that's also because it might fall off and you'll end up carrying it. Sev Zayin, the woman cannot wear a katala, a type of tight beged that they would wear around the neck and it was hanging down over their body. It was chashuv, it was gold, they cannot wear this outside on Shabbos. And the Mishnah reminds us that we had a rain in Sev Beis about this, about the katala, that it's a problem for a woman to wear it outside on Shabbos. Sev Chaz says a lady cannot wear nose rings, nizme'af, outside, she might come take off the show to somebody. The earrings she could. And the Ramah explains the reason for the Machaber is because in the old days women had their ears covered. So in order to take off the earrings, they had to uncover their ears and take the earrings off. That we're not afraid she's going to do. As opposed to a place where people go with the ears uncovered, like by us, so all she has to do is take out the earring. So the earring is the same thing as a nose ring. That'll be a problem to wear it outside in Rosh Hashanah. You might wonder, we don't find that our ladies are careful not to wear earrings or other pieces of jewelry outside in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. So Mitzvah Shem later on the Simon will find out Pshat in the Minhag Olam are Mekel nowadays. But this is halacha, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mechaber himself will deal with the fact that women don't seem to be makbe on this down the road later on the Simon. Siftes, a woman cannot go outside with a mach and a kuva, a needle that has a hole in it that can be used for sewing. In fact, she goes out with it, she's chayav chatas, even if she has it attached to her clothing, holding her clothing together. It's just the way to carry it. It's the way they carry it because women, they sew and they thread things and need to have needles, so that's the way they carry it even during the week. Instead, it's a real problem of carrying, it's a real masri, and they're really chayav chatas, even if they have it stuck into their clothing. As opposed to she'en in the kuva, doesn't have a hole in it, so it can't really be used at this point for sewing. So then, if it's holding the clothing together, he sticks it through two parts of her clothing to hold the clothing together, then it's mutter. We're not afraid that she's going to take it out because her clothing will come apart and she won't be properly covered. She wouldn't do as such in public. If it's not holding her clothing together, then it's going to be Aser Midrabbanan. It's not a Masri, it's not Chayav Chatos, because it's not the Derech to carry this, since it's Machach in the Kuva. However, it'll be Aser Rabbanan, because she might come to take it off to show it to somebody. It'll be Aser Rabbanan to wear this outside in Rishas Rabbanan.